九，浦东新区2016年高三英语二模试卷。
1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, can I open a checking account here?
Certainly. Your ID card, please.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?2. Let me see your papers, please.
Here you are. Here's my visa application and my acceptance letter from Yale's undergraduate department.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. I have watched most of your films. I enjoyed them, especially the recently released one.
Thank you.I was a journalist who traveled a lot in the film.
Question. What is probably the man's job?
4. So would you like to be my lab partner with the next experiment?
Sure. I just can't believe you still want to work with me. After I messed up last time.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's invitation?
5. Mike is running for chairman of the students' union. Would you vote for him?
Oh, I can't decide right now, because I have to find out more about the other candidates.
Question. What does the man imply? 6. I would like to go with you to the concert, but I have to attend a lecture tomorrow evening.
That's too bad. I wish that you could come along.
Question. What's the woman's most probably going to do? 7. Rachel's voice sounds awful. I could barely hear her.
Yes, she's got a terrible sore throat. The doctor said she shouldn't even attempt to whisper.
Question. What does the man imply about Rachel?8. This bus schedule has got me completely confused. I can't figure out when my bus to Birmingham leaves.
If I were you, I would go to the ticket window and ask.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? 9. I decide to apply to graduate school in engineering for next year.
More school? I'm going into business for myself.
Question. What does the man plan to do?
10. We should buy a guidebook and study it before our trip to Thailand.
We could, but it is not worth the expense. What about the library?
Question. What does the woman imply?
6. B.Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13.Are based on the following passage.
We can use Google to translate words, but our family is how we learn to interpret the world. That learning process can be frightful, funny, and even a matter of life and death. I remember one scene as if it happened yesterday. I was 5 years old. Louis, my favorite uncle, was a mailman. He used to walk fast, despite his short, uneven legs. He let me push the shopping cart on a grocery excursion. I made a mistake and took another shopper's cart as we sped down the meat section. The angry victim yelled at my uncle to watch me more carefully. Louis, one of the kindest and funniest persons I knew, pretended to yell at me and hit me on the head with the store's advertising leaflet. "You boy, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?" Growing up with Louis, I immediately realized this was playful, and I laughed, and so did he. He smiled at the angry grown-up and said, "I'm sorry, buddy." That first led to a smile, then laughter from someone who seconds before was ready for battle. Young as I was, I sensed I just witnessed something remarkable. Rock beats scissors, wit beats anger. The first people who help us make sense of the world are family members. They are the early teachers of our experience. Often, these family members are meant to help a child cope with immediate circumstances, but some meanings can last a lifetime. Some enduring interpretations are gifts, others are something else.
Now listen again, please.
We can use Google to translate words, but our family is how we learn to interpret the world. That learning process can be frightful, funny, and even a matter of life and death. I remember one scene as if it happened yesterday. I was 5 years old. Louis, my favorite uncle, was a mailman. He used to walk fast, despite his short, uneven legs. He let me push the shopping cart on a grocery excursion. I made a mistake and took another shopper's cart as we sped down the meat section. The angry victim yelled at my uncle to watch me more carefully. Louis, one of the kindest and funniest persons I knew, pretended to yell at me and hit me on the head with the store's advertising leaflet. "You boy, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?" Growing up with Louis, I immediately realized this was playful, and I laughed, and so did he. He smiled at the angry grown-up and said, "I'm sorry, buddy." That first led to a smile, then laughter from someone who seconds before was ready for battle. Young as I was, I sensed I just witnessed something remarkable. Rock beats scissors, wit beats anger. The first people who help us make sense of the world are family members. They are the early teachers of our experience. Often, these family members are meant to help a child cope with immediate circumstances, but some meanings can last a lifetime. Some enduring interpretations are gifts, others are something else.
Questions. 11. Why did the shopper yell at my uncle?
How did my uncle help me through the trouble?
13. What can we learn from the passage?
14 through 16 are based on the following news.
It's 10 a.m., time for news. The international business H&M has created a recycling program for clothes. The program invites people to bring clothes they no longer want to H&M stores. Shoppers who donate old clothes can receive a discount on new things they buy. H&M does several things with shoppers' old clothes. They sell some clothes again. They turn some clothes into other useful items. Bananas are nutritious, a good source of all kinds of vitamins and minerals. They can help fight depression and lower blood pressure. According to a new study, bananas turn out to have a secret weapon, and this secret weapon could protect against viruses. Scientists are now taking a protein found in bananas and turning it into a drug that may someday fight viral infections. The secret weapon is called banana lectin, a protein that keeps viruses out of cells. In some countries, people almost take the sharing economy for granted, such as Didi, Uber, etc. It's easy to pull up an app, push a few buttons, and have a taxi at your doorstep within minutes. However, a paper released earlier this year by New York University found that those with the most to gain are the low-income participants in this economy. Lower-income consumers gain the most from renting out their goods or renting their own houses on these platforms. For example, an extra $20 here or there for a waitress renting out her car could serve to really increase a waitress' income than a lawyer's.
Now, listen again, please.
It's 10 a.m., time for news. The international business H&M has created a recycling program for clothes. The program invites people to bring clothes they no longer want to H&M stores. Shoppers who donate old clothes can receive a discount on new things they buy. H&M does several things with shoppers' old clothes. They sell some clothes again. They turn some clothes into other useful items. Bananas are nutritious, a good source of all kinds of vitamins and minerals. They can help fight depression and lower blood pressure. According to a new study, bananas turn out to have a secret weapon, and this secret weapon could protect against viruses. Scientists are now taking a protein found in bananas and turning it into a drug that may someday fight viral infections. The secret weapon is called banana lectin, a protein that keeps viruses out of cells. In some countries, people almost take the sharing economy for granted, such as Didi, Uber, etc. It's easy to pull up an app, push a few buttons, and have a taxi at your doorstep within minutes. However, a paper released earlier this year by New York University found that those with the most to gain are the low-income participants in this economy. Lower-income consumers gain the most from renting out their goods or renting their own houses on these platforms. For example, an extra $20 here or there for a waitress renting out her car could serve to really increase a waitress income than a lawyer's.
Questions. 14. What is the first piece of news about?
What has been found in the new study about bananas?
16. Who benefits most from the sharing economy?
6. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning. The National Museum. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Good morning. I'm interested in the children's workshops, and I'd like some information, please.
Sure. As you probably know, we have two workshops.
Yes. What are they? And what can children do there?
As for the art workshop, children can do painting and make models there. As for the history workshop, our staff will teach children how to make paper.
Fine. And what about ages?
Well, all ages from 5 upwards are welcome, though we do ask that children below 8 years old are accompanied by an adult.
That wouldn't be a problem. What about the cost?
Well, it's $15 a child.
Oh, very reasonable. Thank you.
Now, listen again, please. Good morning. The National Museum. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Good morning. I'm interested in the children's workshops, and I'd like some information, please.
Sure. As you probably know, we have two workshops.
Yes. What are they? And what can children do there?
As for the art workshop, children can do painting and make models there. As for the history workshop, our staff will teach children how to make paper.
Fine. And what about ages?
Well, all ages from 5 upwards are welcome, though we do ask that children below 8 years old are accompanied by an adult.
That wouldn't be a problem. What about the cost?
Well, it's $15 a child.
Oh, very reasonable. Thank you.
Complete the form. Write one word for each answer. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation.
Ray, I sure am glad to see you. You are expert at Microsoft Word for Windows, right?
You bet. I am a computer genius. How can I assist you?
I need you to help me polish my resume. Do you have free time now?
Yes, I do. Why are you writing a resume or CV? You haven't even graduated yet.
Professor Parsons needs an assistant in his office. He told me if I wanted to apply, I needed to write up a resume and have a regular interview.
That will be good practice. Here we go. Let's begin. Okay, you spelled D-O-B wrong.
I'm sorry. I don't really know what a D-O-B is.
It's not a word, but three words. It stands for date of birth. I also see you didn't finish your job objectives. Writing clear objectives or goals is an essential part of a good resume.
Is there anything else I need to change or add?
You should add a few more of your interests, like good with languages, photograph, good with debating, and that sort of thing.
Thanks for the advice. How can I repay you for your assistance?
We can have coffee sometime.
Now listen again, please. Ray, I sure am glad to see you. You are expert at Microsoft Word for Windows, right?
You bet. I am a computer genius. How can I assist you?
I need you to help me polish my resume. Do you have free time now?
Yes, I do. Why are you writing a resume or CV? You haven't even graduated yet.
Professor Parsons needs an assistant in his office. He told me if I wanted to apply, I needed to write up a resume and have a regular interview.
That will be good practice. Here we go. Let's begin. Okay, you spelled D-O-B wrong.
I'm sorry. I don't really know what a D-O-B is.
It's not a word, but three words. It stands for date of birth. I also see you didn't finish your job objectives. Writing clear objectives or goals is an essential part of a good resume.
Is there anything else I need to change or add?
You should add a few more of your interests, like good with languages, photograph, good with debating, and that sort of thing.
Thanks for the advice. How can I repay you for your assistance?
We can have coffee sometime.
Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。